It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. My name is Full Metal Jackie. On the show with us this evening, we've got Korn singer Jonathan Davis. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing great. I gotta say, saw you guys play at House of Blues Anaheim last week, and it was unbelievable. I mean, definitely blew the roof off of that that new venue. I'm surprised it's still standing.
It was fun to do that place. You could tell it was a new building because when we went in there, the low end in our band was shaking all the insulation off the beams. It was crazy. It looked like it was snowing on stage. But we had, it was good fun. It was all sold out. Tons of old school fans. We just had a good time.
It was a great show. And, of course, we also found out this week, Korn's obviously going to be putting in a lot of road work this summer, playing festivals and headlining your own shows. The Serenity of Suffering tour was announced with Stone Sour. We've got a show at the Forum happening on June 21st. And Jonathan, how hard is it for you to acclimate yourself to being on tour after time at home and vice versa?
It's hell. Right now I'm driving around Bakersfield just going, I'm at home, oh my God. I got to go pick my boys up. They know I'm only here for a couple more days. It's hard. You just got to switch it all up. I've been home for 2 months, so I got to get back into rock and roll mode. It's like we live dual lives. All of us would really do. It's just out there. We're on tour. That's me being the rock star, whatever you want to call it. And when I'm home, I'm just dad. So it's definitely difficult switching gears because they're both intense, but they're very different.
And how old are your kids now?
I got Nathan, 21. Pirate's going to be 12 in a couple days, and Zeppy's going to be 10.
Oh, my gosh. I remember when your kids were like babies. It's so weird that they're...
Right? It goes by quick.
And I mean, how is it as, being a dad, in a band, is it still like, oh my gosh, dad, don't drop me off at out front? Or is it like, hey, cool, my dad's in Korn?
You know, Pirate freaks out. He's always like, don't walk next to me. When I pick him up from school and all this stuff, he doesn't really like it, but Steppy, he don't care. And back in the day, Nate cared. It's just, they go through their little phases. It's just like, it doesn't matter if your dad's cool. You still, when you're at that age, when Pirate's going there, your dad, no matter who he is uncool. So you got to get used to that. And they go through their puberty and they hate you and then rip your heart out. And then after they get in their late teens and they start chilling out, it's all good.
Jonathan Davis of Korn with us on the show tonight. Korn and Stone Sour are playing at the Forum on June 21st. And last year, Korn put out the Serenity of Suffering. Here's a tune that features Corey Taylor. A Different World on Whiplash. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Jonathan Davis of Korn on the show with us tonight. The Serenity of Suffering tour with Stone Sour is coming to the Forum on June 21st, and Korn has released a dozen albums. How have your priorities as a songwriter and your sense of responsibility to your audience changed over the course of all those albums?
I mean, it's just, I've had one common thing I want to do throughout all the albums is try to experiment and do things differently. I don't like repeating myself. And as us as a band, we've always pushed boundaries and done things, as you know, because you've followed the band for a long time, Jackie, you saw the stuff we did. So it's just, it's always what we've always wanted to do is experiment and try to do new things and challenge ourselves. All of us, for me, singing or writing music, it's always something different. And the rest of the guys, sometimes we take a step back and embrace some of the old school stuff, but it's all a common goal in our head is to push forward and try and do some new things. And that's challenging for us. I mean, if we just did the same old thing, that would be great too. I mean, there's bands that can do that. One of them is like AC/DC. I love that band, and they make the same record over and over, but that's AC/DC. That's what they do. For us, we like to switch up because it gets boring if you do the same old thing.
No, I think that's definitely what's always been cool. You kind of, you don't know what to expect with Korn, and you guys have definitely evolved. I think that this record, a lot of bands say it's a return to roots. I think that is very true with this album.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely, I think it was a return of the real return of Monk and Head getting in a room and writing and making a record. I think with Paradigm Shift, we were just knocking the dust off the wheels and getting into writing again. But I think with those two getting in a room together and the way that Nick recorded it, making them, sit there and do all the guitar tracks face to face, and everything that happened, it was kind of a return, but there was a lot of new school stuff. I think if you just took, we took all the experiences we had and just mashed them together. Because you got to remember, Head was gone for almost 8 years. So all the experimenting we did, he came back and he was still in that same mindset of where he was 8 years ago. So I think all of it just came together the way it should be, and we came up with this amazing record.
Jonathan Davis of Korn is with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, music from Metallica. We'll have tickets to see them, plus Korn tickets. Jonathan's going to be picking music. It is all on the way. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jonathan Davis of Korn is our guest on the show tonight. And Korn makes dark and dissonant music. It's heavy, and it's usually categorized as metal. But what's the underlying musical ingredients that makes Korn different from other heavy bands?
I just think that we've always, I've always had a problem with the term metal. We never were that. I mean, let's just go back to the beginning when Korn started out. We came out of Huntington Beach, California, and they didn't know what to do with us. We started, the first tour we went out was with Biohazard and House of Pain. Second one was, I think, Sick of It All, Orange 9mm, and Us. And then we went out with like KMFDM. They just kept, and we played shows with No Doubt and Cadillac Tramps and Pennywise. They just stuck us all over the place, right? So I think that we went out and did all that stuff, and it just seems like the metal community took us in. We were like a black sheep. We had no place to really go, and I really appreciate and love the metal community. But as far as us being a metal band to me is like Judas Priest or Iron Maiden. That's a metal band. I don't think Korn does that. I know it's something that we did was different, but I love the scene, and there's some passionate people in it, really diehard fans, and passionate. They don't care if you don't like, they don't like what you're doing, they'll let you know it, and I respect that about them and that scene.
What would you, if you were forced to put Korn into a category, what category would you prefer to be in, if any?
I think we're just heavy rock. I mean, I don't like categories period, but we're more of a heavy rock band than just straight metal. I'm coming from when metal was, like I said, Priest and all that era, Dio and all those, you know, singing about swords and dragons, and I love that. You know what I mean? To me, that was real metal music, and I love it. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, when it comes all down to it, it's music, and who cares what the hell it is? If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And no, at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
And I agree with you, and I think the problem is the term heavy metal has evolved to something different than what it meant back when you're talking about in, you know, the Judas Priest and early Iron Maiden, you know. But I think that the problem today is people don't know what to categorize heavy bands under an umbrella, and they feel like they need to.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm dating myself with my hands up, but I grew up in a time where we went up and we bought those on vinyl. You know, and listen to those records, and metal bands were different. It was like a movement. It was like you had the long hair, you wore the leather spike wristbands, and you were metal, and you were proud of it. So maybe that's why I think of it that way. And then these days, there's so many different genres of metal. I can't even keep up.
Do you have still have your vinyl collection?
I have some of it. Yeah, I do.
Oh, man.
I have it's called a console. Back in the 60s and 70s, they had these really nice furniture pieces, which were a record player and a radio and all that stuff. I got mine from my aunt's house, and it was the first thing I heard Led Zeppelin on. It made me fall in love with rock and roll music. Oh. That's one of my pride possessions. And there's something about vinyl, man. It's just holding that piece and just putting the needle on the record and watching it spin and reading the liner notes. It's something that you know, people forgot about.
No, I agree. It's come back, but I think it's more like people just want to collect it, not actually play it.
They just collect it. They don't listen, play it. You know what I'm saying? How many people have record players right now? You know, they just like collecting it. But there was a whole ritual to it. Going to the store, weeding through all the vinyl, and it just, now we're in a time where we're easily just, we have no attention span. Okay, let's have that record. Okay, next. We have too much information at our fingertips, so. But whatever, I'm just an old man. What the hell am I know?
Full Metal Jackie, Jonathan Davis with us. He's going to be picking a tune here in just a bit. Plus, I'll be giving away those Metallica tickets on Whiplash. That's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Jonathan Davis of Korn is our guest on the show tonight. The latest Korn album is called The Serenity of Suffering, and it came out last year. How much time do you need to creatively recharge before you feel comfortable starting the process of making an album all over again?
I could do it day after day after day. I don't need to recharge. I think creative comes in waves, and then I do battle it. Unfortunately, when we did this record, I was in a down spell, and I had horrible writer's block, and I wasn't feeling it at all. That happens, but yeah, like I say, I think it comes in waves, and it, towards the end of it, I started to feel it, and I started going, and I just ran right through the whole record and got it done. It was a real struggle for me. I just love making music, period. It's my drug.
Jonathan Davis of Korn with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Korn tickets coming up and more with Jonathan. Stick around. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jonathan Davis of Korn is with us. Jonathan, bands are like families with relationship dynamics of their own. What have the five of you learned about how to bring out the best in each other musically and as people?
We just let each other do what we do. I don't think anybody judges anybody in this band. I don't think anybody says, hey, you need to do that or do this. We just let everybody do what they do, and no one really has a problem with it. And even when we're in the studio, if Monk's laying guitar track, does his thing, it's all good. Whatever he wants to do, whatever Head wants to do, whatever Fieldy wants to do, and whatever Ray wants to do. I mean, we all asked to try things, but there's never been any kind of attitudes or any of that stuff. We've just been really lucky. We just really truly respect and love each other as brothers because we've been together for so long. It's just a right combination of people getting together can do that. We haven't had any problems.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Jonathan Davis of Korn is our guest on the show tonight. Korn and Stone Sour playing at the Forum on June 21st along with Baby Metal and Islander. Tickets are on sale. Give us a call, 800-955-KLOS. We'll give caller 25 a pair of tickets furnished by Live Nation. It's Whiplash, KLOS. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Jonathan Davis with us tonight. And let's talk about Los Angeles for a second. Korn played their first LA show at the Troubadour, a venue with a lot of iconic rock and roll history. What still stands out when you remember that night?
We played there a couple times. We played there, and I mean, all the shows back there in LA was like, there was a few people in there. It wasn't packed, but what we did, we just keep coming back, and the crowds kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it was intense. There was a scene down there then. There's lots of great bands, and if it's the ones I remember, they were really intense, and people loved it. And I remember we just didn't care. If there was two people there, we were going 110%. We had something to prove, and we really believed in our music. So, yeah, that's really probably what happened.
Full Metal Jackie, Jonathan Davis of Korn with us. The Serenity of Suffering tour with Stone Sour coming to the Forum June 21st. Tickets are on sale. Jonathan, thank you so much for taking the time, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys back in Los Angeles again.
Oh, hell yeah, we can't wait.
Thanks for tuning in for another edition of the show. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. Fraser Smith is up next. Gonna leave you off with Typo Negative on Whiplash. See ya.